Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Man, Joe Biden knows how to handle an economy. After all, inflation was at 9% when he came into office.
Well, so, but I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%. But
it's incredible. He didn't cause this, but he inherited it, and he's done so much to get us back on track. Jonathan Honig is an economic advisor, investment counselor. He is from CapitalistPig.com. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Hey, Ryan, great to be with you. And look, inflation, it is hurting everyday Americans. And yes, it's come down, but it's still present. And, you know, I mean, I manage money for people. You got a stat out this week, 20% of people are doubting whether they'll ever be able to save up enough money to retire. And 6 in 10 have said that their expectations of when to be able to retire have changed significantly because of all the inflation that continues. So this is a problem. You know, at first they told us it was transitory. That was, what, 3-4 years ago. It hasn't gone away. In fact, it's gotten worse.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think we forget to mention that the White House was telling us that this was just temporary. Transitory was the word. That's a nice economic word to make us forget that it means just temporary. But you mentioned, Jonathan, that more than 6 in 10 investors said their expectations for retirement have changed significantly in the last 5 years. So that's something. The last 5 years has been an economic whirlwind. Is this something new in America that retirees are saying, eh, maybe I can't?
Well, that's what's so sad about inflation, Ryan, is that, you know, it hurts old people on a fixed income truly more than anyone. And, you know, you hear story and story again about people who finally have been able to save up, you know, $500,000, maybe even $1 million. And then they're realizing that they ain't what it used to be. I mean, grocery prices up just 20% in the last year, energy prices 38%, shelter prices up 20%. So these are not normal moves, 2, 3, 4% a year. So what's ironic is that the White House is running on a good economy. They're running on economic strength, yet you've got 65% of U.S. households saying that inflation made their finances significantly worse in 2023. So maybe we haven't been declared a recession just yet, but Americans are hurting. They're further into debt, and they're struggling to get by.
Yeah, Jonathan, it seems like a strategic error to me that they're running on the message that, no, what you're experiencing isn't real. You have to trust our numbers. Well, your numbers are fine. You know, I'd love to have great numbers across the board. But when Americans are feeling it, you know, this isn't war abroad. That's something that we all have opinions on. But this is something that when we talk about inflation, every single person knows and can picture what that means for them.
Yeah, in fact, 1 in 6 Americans, Ryan, said that they can't pay their monthly bills in full. This is significant. And look, I'm always bullish on America. I would never bet against this country, basically, regardless of who's in the presidency. I think the American spirit is still alive. I think you have to be very cautious now moving into 2024, 4 in 2025. I mean, the inflation took a while to create, and it's going to take a while to dissipate. And unfortunately, I mean, President Biden, he announced just this week he's releasing some oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, between doing that and paying people for their student loans, it seems like pretty much buying votes, but it's not going to have an impact long-term, Ryan. I mean, what needs to happen is the spending. The debt now is so massive that we're spending more on the interest on the debt than we are on national security. That's never happened before. So that's my real worry, is there is a spending and debt ticking time bomb that President Biden, it's not that he's just hasn't addressed it, he's avoided it altogether.
And they've continued to spend more, yeah, in the face of massive inflation. They've passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a spending bill. I mean, this stuff's rather amazing to watch, but, they've gotten away with it thus far. We'll see what happens in November. Jonathan, today we were going to ask a poll question that had to do with the economy. We decided to do kind of a fun one instead. And so we can talk about whether you wear a necktie or not in the future, because that's today's poll. Are neckties still necessary? But the poll question that we were kicking around was, and it was hard to word, which is why we didn't do it, is Trump, is a possible Trump presidency going to turn this issue around? Can a president even take on an issue like inflation and fix it? And if so, how fast?
Well, I look back at history, Ryan. I mean, Gerald Ford and early in Jimmy Carter's presidency, they thought they had inflation licked. Interest rates in 1975 to 1976, they came down from about 8% to 6%. And, there was a sense that we got this fixed. But Carter kept spending, increased spending. And just 3 or 4 years later, interest rates inflation were north of 10%. It was only late in his presidency when he did what he needed to do to actually bring inflation in line, massive reduction in spending and deregulation. Carter doesn't get a lot of love, but, Ryan, keep in mind, we have everything from low-cost stock commissions to low-cost airfares, thanks to the deregulation that Jimmy Carter enacted in the late 1970s. And it wasn't that he wanted to. He had to be because the economy was just that bad. So, it's never a secret. An economy needs economic freedom. So the more we can reduce taxes, reduce regulation, encourage investment, and get this economy back on track.
Jonathan Honig is with us from CapitalistPig.com. You see him on Fox News every now. I always get a kick out of when we look up and see somebody we know on Fox News. I do that same thing with you, Jonathan. When we talk about inflation, my hope is that we would ever see, and this is a rare thing, but I would hope that at some point we might even see deflation. Is that something that is possibility, or is that more like a pipe dream?
Well, what you really want, in my opinion, Ryan, is steady prices. Even think of prices that you can depend on, that you can save, where the value of your savings is preserved over time. And that's been leaking for years, but it's gotten much worse, as we've talked about, in just the last couple of months. I think we could see lower prices. We're also likely to see ultimately wages just increase dramatically to make up for these prices. I don't think we're going to see hamburgers at $3.99 and $4.99 again. What worries me moving forward, Ryan, is some of the policies from not only President Biden, but President Trump. There's an interesting story out this week. Pete Peterson Institution, basically an outfit that really focuses on spending and lowering the size of government, they estimated that the new Trump trade war could cost people another $1,700 a year. And that was the case with the first tariffs. Now, Biden has also increased tariffs, and that's moving us in just the opposite direction. A tariff is a tax on everyday Americans. So, at a time when people are struggling literally just to pay their bills, an extra $1,700 a year in unnecessary tax is not a policy Democrats or Republicans should support.
So, Jonathan, what I'm hearing is, in your expert opinion, you're saying, hey, maybe we won't see deflation if we can just keep prices the same, but that I might be getting a huge raise soon. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, that's the irony. Even in the late 70s to the early mid 80s, Ryan, it's not that we saw necessarily prices dramatically come down, but wages increased ultimately to meet those prices, but not without massively impacting the purchasing power of everyday Americans. Gerald Ford called inflation public enemy number one, and it really is a silent thief. I mean, you know, you would never allow government to come into your house and steal 20% of your savings over a 2-year period of time. But that's what all of us have experienced. And I think it's why it's so important that this really truly become a focus number one for whoever the next president is, and on a local level as well. I mean, it's added up. It's, you know, it's why we've seen record number of hardship withdrawals, Ryan, from 401ks. People are having trouble paying the bills, so that debt is coming due, and the sooner government can get it in line, the sooner I think we'll all, the better off we'll all be.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.